This is Marco Reus.
This is Shinji Kagawa.
This is Nuri Sahin.
Hello, this is Jaden Sancho.
And you're listening to the Yellow Wall podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 473 of the Yellow Wall Pods. I'm your host Stefan Butzko, and today we will talk about Borussia Dortmund sliding to fifth place in the Bundesliga after a 1-0 loss to VfB Stuttgart, and we will preview tomorrow's first leg against Atletico Madrid in the Champions League quarterfinal. For all that and more, joins me Matthias Zug. Hello Matthias, how are you doing?
Aside from the stress of house hunting, I'm doing okay. You know, spring is in the air. The Dortmund match was an odd one for me, which obviously we're going to talk about. And I'm actually looking forward to the match against Atletico.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're also an Atletico fan. So I think if I have it right, at least, so in Italy, it's Inter, it's Tottenham in the Premier League, it's Atleti in La Liga, and I'm sure there is some Scottish team and 8 million other teams of places you've lived before.
Yeah, Hibs. Hibs in Scotland, because we lived outside of Edinburgh. And that's the, I guess,
Poison Münster, etc.
Of course, Poison Münster, you know. Yeah. SG Techte, shout out there. You know, Bezirksliga 10.
That's my mistake, but we don't have that much time.
No, in Atleti, I have to say I haven't lived in Spain, but this was like the early 90s, you know, when I was in my early teens and everyone's like picking a team, and this was the Cruyff Barcelona time. And I went, I don't want what everybody else likes.
You were just a rebel.
Exactly.
I was your rebel.
And then
face.
I saw this, you know, Jesus Gil y Gil. Crazy Atleti, Los Colchoneros team. And I'm like, sure, why not them? Little did I know that was going to be heartbreak for like decades. But it's been a fun ride. Anyway.
Yeah, well, considering you've also chosen Tottenham. Let's let's dive right
Words
in.
Words hurt, Stefan. Words hurt.
Yes, they do. they will continue to hurt as we have to continue to speak about Borussia Dortmund, I'm afraid. I too am good. Thanks for asking. And speaking of different fandoms, we'll be attending a Sixers game tonight. So at least we've got that going for us, which is nice. So Dortmund are in fifth place now, obviously level on points with RB Leipzig, but sadly goal difference does not count in Dortmund's favor yet again. But it was also the 50th birthday of the Westfalenstadion, and Matthias, I think before we talk about the game itself, we should absolutely acknowledge one of the best tifos, choreos, whatever you want to call it. In a very long time, I thought the celebration was awesome. It was also great to see the two women's teams that were the very first to play. It's Mengede and Waltrop to basically accompany the players onto the football field. I thought that was a very nice touch. I thought the celebrations were great. The atmosphere was just spectacular. The only thing that did not really work in Dortmund's favor was the result. But Matthias, what were your thoughts on Dortmund celebrating the 50th birthday of the Westfalenstadion?
Well, yeah, I mean, I expected great fan presence. And so that was... They didn't disappoint. Let's just put it that way. It was great to see the spectacle all around it, the energy in the stadium. And I'll be honest, Dortmund's performance was good too. I rewatched bits of it yesterday and then highlights again this morning, sitting there going, okay, I know how they lost. I don't understand how they could have lost when you really, really deep dive into the match a bit more. I don't know if you want to kick that off right now, but I will say compared to the previous two matches against Stuttgart this season, it was worlds better. I mean, worlds better. In my opinion, Dortmund were the better side. Yes, Stuttgart had its patches throughout the match, but overall in the match, I always felt Dortmund were better. They were more in control. They had, once again, more shots on target than the opposition. I think they even had more shots total. I've got that here looking at it. Yes, so 16 to 10, 7 on target. Stuttgart had 2 on target, but the difference is one of the ones on target from Stuttgart was Gyurasi goal, and one of the shots not on target for Dortmund was Nico Schlotterbeck.
Miss of the season, easily, right?
You know, that was one of those where it's like it's harder to do what he did than score, because you're so close to then be able to angle it to go above the goal. That actually takes some talent versus just rolling it in. I mean, it was really just a tap in needed. And I would say a more goal oriented player would have scored, but even Nico Schlotterbeck, we've seen him score screamers from distance. And that was,
I mean, 9 out of 10 times he'll score that,
of course, probably
19 out of 20 times, I mean, or so.
I know we kind of belittled XG a week ago when it suited our narrative. And so now I'm going to laud XG because it suits our narrative this week. But I mean, overall, Dortmund 2.5 XG versus 1.6 from Stuttgart. And you know, Adeyemi, huge opportunity in the first half. Füllkrug had some chances. Adeyemi, the penalty shout. I'll be honest, I obviously we're Dortmund biased. I'm going to say on a VAR review, it should have been given, but Adeyemi will never get the benefit of the doubt ever, ever, ever again in the Bundesliga. But overall, Dortmund, you know, it was almost 50-50 in possession, almost equal in passes and pass accuracy. It was a very evenly matched game. But when you look at some statistics that I really like to look at, like progressive carries and progressive passes, Dortmund were way better than Stuttgart. They had 45 progressive passes versus the 27 of Stuttgart. They had 34 progressive carries versus 14 of Stuttgart. And they had more take-ons than Stuttgart, 21 to 14. So they were more aggressive. They didn't sit back. They didn't play conservative defensively. They just made one mistake when they didn't stick to Gyurasi, and he scored one of the two shots on target from Stuttgart all match. It was really one of those, if you would replay the match and everything played out the same way except the shot accuracy, Dortmund would win that match.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly concur, and I tweeted that football sometimes is just a funny old game, and it's annoying that Dortmund lost this game, but I don't think there are too many faults. I think, just as you said, in fact, we should highlight the positives here, because we have been, and I have been, very critical of Terzic and the lack of footballing development. But if you compare this performance to the previous two performances, as you did, you said worlds apart. And I would agree, you can definitely see some development, some improvement, more cohesion. That's for sure. Dortmund is defensively much more sound, but also in possession. I thought they managed to put a lot of pressure on Stuttgart, and obviously playing at home helps in that regard. But yeah, obviously it's annoying that Adeyemi did not get the penalty, which, you know, is something where you can give it because the contact was definitely there. Only counter argument is that he basically lifted off already before the contact. So I can also understand why you don't give it, especially in such a high profile game. And I think there were a couple of penalty shots on the other side, which also weren't given. So I'm okay with the way the referee called this game, to be honest. I actually thought it was a very heated game, so I was happy with the officiating. So I don't really have many complaints there. More annoyed with Adeyemi not managing to beat Nübel one-on-one, because a bit more precision there and Dortmund would have taken the lead. And I think, to me, it always felt like whoever takes the lead in this game is probably going to win. And this time it was Stuttgart. Obviously the marking on that goal was not great. Dortmund sold out quite a bit in the build-up, and when Chris Führich beat Nico Schlotterbeck in midfield, it was always clear there was a wide open. The only thing that needs to then be criticized that Guirassy had so much space then in the box when the cross came in, and also that Julian Brandt just did not really close down whoever played the cross into the box, which I think it was Leveling, but I'm not entirely sure right now. That was annoying, and the other annoying part is that Dortmund were also, I don't know, often in their, in each other's way, especially on set piece chances where one took a header when the guy right behind him probably would have had a better chance to score, better angle, etc. That happened like two or three times, which was just a bit annoying. But otherwise, yeah, Dortmund lacked the final pass a little bit here and there in the final third. just like Emre Can's bad pass that resulted in the counterattack that resulted in the goal. But overall, I don't have too many things to nitpick, if I'm honest. It was just bad luck these games happen. It's obviously annoying because now Dortmund have very little margin for error as they continue. My hope is that Bayer Leverkusen will actually win the league against Bremen this Sunday. So then when Dortmund play them after that, that Leverkusen will be too drunk and don't continue their unbeaten record. This is sort of my slight hope right now. And obviously Dortmund, in between the Atleti games, play against Gladbach, which now for them is a must-win game. But obviously playing in Gladbach isn't easy. We have said that before. Very, very annoying, because I think this game, the occasion and everything, definitely deserved a win and a draw, I think, at the minimum. So, yeah, for us, very sad. Stuttgart can obviously be very hyped. And on the one hand, if Dortmund still manage to keep Leipzig at bay in the race for the Champions League spots in the end, I'm kind of happy, because that result also means that Stuttgart are a little bit, have a bit breathing room now away from Leipzig. So if the top four in the end are Bayern, obviously Leverkusen, Dortmund and Stuttgart, that would be much better for the league in general, as if it were Leipzig. So anyway, but let's talk about the Champions League, because we have already qualified for the Champions League last season and now reaping those rewards. And Matthias, obviously we are all very excited. This is a game which I think both Atletico and Dortmund will see as probably a favorable draw. Both teams are struggling in their respective leagues right now, and at least in terms of injuries, Dortmund are of course without Daniel Malen still, who did not make the trip to Madrid, which is a shame, especially because his injury happened during the international break, which makes it doubly annoying. And he is obviously our most informed attacker, and he will be dearly missed. So maybe first, since you have a bit more knowledge of Atletico than I do, what can Dortmund fans expect, and why are they struggling under Diego Simeone in La Liga this season?
Well, I mean, this has kind of been the pattern for Atletico in the last few seasons. Now, of course, they did win La Liga not too long ago, but they also had, let's call it, dip in form seasons. And just looking at the last five matches, you can kind of see some of the reasons why. I mean, they're back in the Champions League spot, 2 points ahead of Athletic Club, Bilbao. And very, very safe ahead of Real Sociedad, but they are 7 points behind Girona of all clubs, and then far behind Barcelona and Real Madrid. They, you know, they won against mid-table Villarreal, which they should have, 2-1. I wasn't overly impressed. Before that, they got thumped by Barcelona 3-0, and then they lost 2-0 to relegation team Cadiz. Before beating Betis, who are also, you know, they're okay. And then a draw against the last place team in Almeria. So that kind of is indicative of Atleti this season. I mean, they've already lost 8 times They've only scored 50 goals, so they are scoring less. Sorry, no, that they scored 56 goals, so they're scoring roughly about the same rate as Dortmund. And at 35 goals conceded, they're actually conceding slightly more than Dortmund, which is an interesting thing to look at. They're outperforming their XG by quite a margin. So, you know, they're efficient, but they're not prolific. Now, obviously, Simeone sides have never been known to be prolific per se, but it's just they've been so inconsistent this season that it's been hard to really pinpoint a trend for them. Sounds oddly familiar from a Dortmund perspective, which has been kind of interesting to watch both clubs.
Although in fairness, Dortmund have been trending up recently.
Yes, yes. Whereas Atleti have just been more inconsistent. But it's just been kind of I'm not going to say a throwaway season. They need to still finish in the top four. That's really, really important for them financially. You know, they're going to be missing Memphis Depay for the next match. I saw that today as well, and he's important for them. Now, he's no Antoine Griezmann or Alvaro Morata, who scored, I want to say, 14 goals for them this season in La Liga. So, you know, they're still a really, really good team who are defensively really, really sound. The last match against Villarreal, they played with a back three. They've got our old friend, Axel Witsel, played in the back three. They are not, defensively, they're not a super fast team, which it's hard to be if you put in someone like Witsel. But you still have to deal with the fact that you've got Antoine Griezmann in there, who scored 11 times and had 6 assists so far for them in the league. And they've got Marcos Llorente, who's also really, really dangerous, Angel Correa. So, I mean, they still have options. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Correa start or Morata, you know, who wasn't starting against Villarreal. So you put Morata next to Griezmann, vielleicht, maybe. but they do have an older squad. And... yeah, I mean, this is really the big thing for them to play for, aside from focusing on finishing in the top four like Dortmund. They've got the opportunity to advance further in the Champions League than would be expected, like Dortmund. I mean, the parallels are scary in many ways between the two clubs this season, and also the expectations. The fact that Girona are ahead of Atleti, nobody really thought that would be when the season kicked off. Dortmund being behind Stuttgart, maybe Leverkusen is a little bit less of a surprise, but Stuttgart is certainly a big surprise. That those are, you know, there are certain parallels there. Simeone, of course, has very bad memories of Dortmund because Atletico were absolutely shellacked by Dortmund when Lucien Favre was still the coach. But they're still a Simeone side. It's going to be an interesting tactical matchup. I don't think it's going to be a barn burner with a ton of goals scored. It's going to be down to being intelligent, limiting crosses and balls played to Morata, and shutting down Griezmann and Llorente. I think if you do those things, and then you go at their, at times, slower back three, that will benefit Dortmund for sure. You know, Simeone's style of management, this was bemoaned a few seasons ago that, oh, you know, the players aren't reacting to him anymore, and then obviously they came back and they won La Liga. So there must still be something there. It'll just be, it's a difficult one to call, but one that I'm very excited for. And I am cautiously optimistic. I said this in the last episode, I'm more optimistic of Dortmund, you know, getting through Atleti in the Champions League than winning against Stuttgart, Leipzig and Leverkusen in April.
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion on that. I think the Stuttgart game, as we just discussed, was a very winnable game. I'm pretty sure Dortmund can get something out of the Leipzig game. As I said, Leverkusen depends on the alcohol in their bloodstream. But it's obviously interesting. Dortmund did, of course, make it past PSV. Meanwhile, Atleti did defeat Inter over two legs, which I think is a massive achievement in comparison, because Inter really aren't slouches. And that, to me, speaks that they are definitely up for the challenge in the Champions League. And so my optimism is neutral, let's say. I feel like this can go either way, really. And just like the Stuttgart game, I think this one will be decided on the margins. I don't believe that either team will just overpower the other one. Maybe I'm wrong there. Currently, obviously, Dortmund have a pace advantage if they have Adeyemi and can get behind their back line. But to create these situations, also not that easy, because Dortmund don't have that much playmaking in their ranks right now. And let's hope that Jadon Sancho has a better game this time around than he did against Stuttgart, even though he wasn't awful either. But you know, didn't quite have his moments there. Things didn't quite come off. So he is hoping that, Dortmund will manage that. And of course that Mats Hummels can continue to have his amazing form. If you look at the lineup sheet compared to the Stuttgart game, would you make any big changes, Matthias, on Dortmund's perspective?
Honestly, I wouldn't, because the team played really, really well. I think... I can't sit there and go, oh, we definitely need to change these players because they played so poorly in the last few weeks. I think they showed up and they performed well. I mean, the key thing with Atleti is, of course, you need to be physical, and you need players in there that are able to press and resist a press and resist a challenge. I believe the squad that Dortmund put out against Stuttgart is a squad that's capable of doing that, because obviously Stuttgart is no slouch in that regard either.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm really missing that I don't have in front of me is I would really like to know if there are any Dortmund players that are in danger of missing the second leg if they are booked, because that is obviously something that always needs to be considered and can, of course, have huge implications. If it so happens, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that front. But overall, very, very interesting game, very interesting matchup. And I'll be honest, if I look at the stats, I think Atletico so far have gathered 21 yellow cards versus Dortmund's 13 and one red card. So I think overall it's safe to say that they are probably likelier to have players suspended for the second leg, which is in Dortmund, and which I think is going to be an advantage for the black and yellows. And I think it's also going to be an advantage that the midweek game for Dortmund is Gladbach and for Atletico is Girona, because Girona is third in La Liga right now, and that's, for them, is obviously a bit more high-profile game. Not saying that Dortmund don't have much pressure, but I feel like Dortmund will probably put a little bit more focus on the Champions League, while Atletico might have to divert that a little bit, considering who they play against this weekend.
Well, and there are a few other things here that are interesting for me, really quickly. Atletico are extremely strong this season at home, only behind Real Madrid, but they are extraordinarily weak away from home. And what's interesting about that is Dortmund have been very good away and very poor at home, as far as points tally. So they kind of, their strengths are and weaknesses don't quite match up in a weird way. But Atleti, like, when I say they're not good away from home, they're seventh in the league. They are behind a club like Villarreal when it comes to away form, and tied with like the likes of Osasuna, and only slightly better than Rayo Vallecano, who are also fighting against relegation. So Atleti away from home, not good. And that's why I think the second leg being in Dortmund is a big advantage for Dortmund. And that's why I am cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I honestly can't wait to watch these games tomorrow and when not. And I don't know when exactly the return leg is, but I think it's the week after on a Tuesday, right? So yeah, it's going to be very nervous, very nerve-wracking. We also have to discuss next week the hiring of Thomas Broich. But for now, I don't have the time, Matthias. So if you have any final thoughts on the matchup against Atletico, be my guest.
No, I mean, as always, don't screw it up.
Yes, don't screw it up, please. Otherwise, everyone out there, as always, thank you for listening. We will be back with a review episode after the Dortmund-Atletico game. Until then, enjoy yourselves and goodbye.